Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday followed through on his pledge to block Nippon Steel's $14.9 billion bid for U.S. Steel, citing concerns the deal could hurt national security. Sierra Lee from Reuters reports.
The move, long expected, cuts off a critical lifeline of capital for the beleaguered American business. U.S. Steel has said it would have to idle key mills without the nearly $3 billion in promised investment from the Japanese firm. The proposed tie-up faced high-level opposition from the powerful United Steelworkers Union, as well as politicians. Both Biden and his incoming successor, Donald Trump, have taken aim at it as they sought to woo union voters in the swing state of Pennsylvania, where U.S. Steel is headquartered. Nippon paid a hefty premium to clinch the purchase of the number two U.S. steel producer in an auction in 2023. But the bid prompted a review of the deal by the Committee on Foreign Investment, which vets international acquisitions for national security risks. The committee passed the final decision to Biden. Japan is a key U.S. ally in the Indo-Pacific, where China's economic and military rise has raised concerns in Washington, along with threats from North Korea.
That was Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee. Hospital and emergency response workers say Israeli strikes have killed at least 42 people in Gaza. Children were among the dead in the strikes that occurred overnight and into Friday. A journalist was among the dead as well. Health workers and Israel's military have traded claims over reported evacuation orders for two hospitals in the territory's largely isolated north. The assertions over Al-Adha and Indonesian hospitals occurred as stalled ceasefire talks to end nearly 15 months of war were set to resume in Qatar. Israelis also woke up to attacks as the military said missiles were fired from Yemen. There were no reports of casualties or damage. This is VOA News. U.S. agencies worry the New Orleans truck attack may not be the last. VOA's Christina Menenti reports.
According to a U.S. law enforcement intelligence bulletin published on Friday, U.S. law enforcement and intelligence agencies are concerned about copycat vehicle ramming attacks following the New Year's Day attack in New Orleans by a U.S. Army veteran. The bulletin was issued a day after the FBI said Shamsuddin Jabbar, a 42-year-old Texas native, was, quote, 100% inspired by the Islamic State militant group to drive a truck into New Year's Day revelers, killing at least 14 people and injuring dozens of others. Jabbar subsequently was killed in a shootout with police. The bulletin noted that as of Thursday, Islamic State had not claimed responsibility for the New Orleans attack, but the group's online supporters celebrated it. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Military-ruled Myanmar, already notorious for cracking down on free speech, has enacted a new cybersecurity law with wide-ranging controls on the flow of information. The new law, which came into effect on January 1st, has extensive provisions mainly targeting means of communications and providers of services, such as virtual private networks, that can help evade network blockages. Many other Asian nations also have cybersecurity laws with restrictive aspects that free speech advocates charge are meant to silence dissenting voices. The military government that took power in Myanmar in February 2021 after ousting the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi has made several previous attempts to throttle traffic on the internet. Ukraine's leader says he can see possible gains in working with Donald Trump in the months ahead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says President-elect Donald Trump is strong and unpredictable, and those qualities can be a decisive factor in his policy approach to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. However, Zelensky adds it won't be possible to end the almost 3 years of war in one day, as Trump claimed during his election campaign he could do. Zelensky said in a Ukrainian television interview late Thursday that fighting on the battlefield can end quite quickly if Trump is strong in his position. Trump, who takes office on January 20, hasn't publicly fleshed out his policy on Ukraine, but his previous comments have put a question mark over whether the US will continue to be Ukraine's biggest and most important military backer. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mexico has opened the possibility of receiving non-Mexican migrants deported by the United States after initially saying they would push President-elect Donald Trump to return other nationalities directly to their countries of origin. President Claudia Sheinbaum said during her daily press briefing Friday that in cases where the U.S. would not return migrants to their countries, we can collaborate through different mechanisms. She did not offer details, but Mexico could limit it to certain nationalities or request compensation from the U.S. to pay to move the deportees from Mexico to their home countries. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.